When Vincent Namagira picked up a paintbrush 10 years ago, it was a way of exploring his family history. Vincent is the great-grandson of Albert. But in Vincent's own words, his paintbrush became a weapon to be wielded. This month, he travelled to Sydney to paint a mural in the foyer of the Museum of Contemporary Art on the foreshore of Sydney Harbour. And it features portraits of seven men painted in Vincent's bold and subversive style. Vincent took a break from painting the mural to speak to Rudy Bremer about that work and about being the first Indigenous artist to win the Archibald Prize.
I first started a painting at the Art Centre on a piece of paper. I started a big sheet and sketched up and did my practice there. And they rolled it up and they sent it to this gallery at the MCA. And it's really a tribute for the Indigenous role models. One of them in particular is my father-in-law, old great Jimmy Pompey, a country singer. He likes to listen to country, and he's a well-known artist in the community, especially with gospel. And his favourite song is Dili Anyango, which is I Seen the Light. It sounds like Dili Anyango, Dili Anyango, Mungang Baro, We Are Ingo.
So as well as Jimmy, there is a number of men that you've chosen to represent. There's also your great-grandfather, Albert Namagira. You've got football player Adam Goods. You've got yourself. And quite a few of these men are... they're men that you've painted before over your time. I'm kind of curious about how, when you are painting them again, like each time, like how does what you see about them change?
Well, mainly I chose to paint these figures because they have something in common with me. I used to do some of these stuff that they do. And it's just people that inspire me. Yeah, and I look up to.
So I'll get you to walk me through each of the men.
The first one we have with the guitar, which is on the left, is my father-in-law, Jimmy Pompey, Kumana Jimmy Pompey. The next one by his side is the stockman, who is... this stockman is local from the Iwantja community, and this image that I put on the wall is from our first movie, our video, Never Stop Writing. And the other one I painted was Eddie Mabo, who was a politician. This particular figure reminds me of my foster care when I was taken away when I was age of 6 and raised to welfare and then returned back to community and had to connect. Yep. And the other one is the great football star, Adam Goods. Many Indigenous Aboriginal boys and men under APY, we watch Adam Goods on the football, and we also watch Indigenous figures playing football too. These men, they teach us a lot about football, getting into football and staying out of trouble and stuff like that. It's pretty good for us. Yeah, and then we have Albert Namagira, who is my great-grandfather, in his good little Toyota that he took with his brothers for camping. And when they went to camping, they went to a place called Mount Sonder, and they did a painting there, and they started their career there, maybe, with the old men. Lionel Rose is another one I painted on the wall. Lionel Rose I look up to because I used to do boxing at Alice Springs Boxing Shed. And I did win the Golden Glove in Alice Springs Boxing Shed when we went down to Adelaide for a boxing trip, a competition, and the NT boys won. Yeah, these people that I look up to, they kind of remind me of my past life, and that's why I want to bring something out on the wall. It's what you see on the wall is people and these Aboriginal figures, male particularly, they are on the wall, but to me, it's all about me. in a way. It's reflecting on me. And also I painted, I painted myself, which is holding an Aboriginal flag, looking out to the harbour, pointing out to the harbour, because to me, this city was not here before, yeah, before Indigenous white people came to this land. Yeah, it was pretty much just bush and scrub, and that's why I pointed out with the Aboriginal flag to say that this is Aboriginal soil in respect for the Gadigal people and their culture and heritage.
It's funny that you say that all of these men are, in essence, part of your own self-portrait, because it's interesting the way that different people help give us a sense of who we are. And
yeah, the way I see it, that these images are really special to me, and yeah, they make me who I am today. Also, to be probably the first Indigenous to paint a mural on this wall is incredible, and the size is massive. So yeah, it was gonna take us probably 2 weeks to complete such a thing. And this is the first biggest project coming out of the APY land.
To give people kind of a sense of the scale, because you hear that it's a mural and you think about murals, and you kind of think, oh, I mean, maybe they're about the same size as a normal person on the wall.
The dimensions of the mural is, the length of the mural is about 15 meters long, so it's pretty big. And I don't know from top to bottom, but I think it's about maybe 12 meters long. And also the figures on there are maybe 3 meters long.
And so, Vincent, you have a really unique style of portraiture. Could you talk me a little bit through your style and how you've developed it?
When I do a portrait or a figure or something, I always start with a chalk line outline. I sketch it up first, and then I lay a bleak bold paint on it, and then I come over it with a fine little brush just to get the details right. To me, this work is also brushy for some places. This work is figurative for me, and also it's witty, some people might say. Catches people's eyes, what I paint. To me, I'm trying to accomplish the master of being a good painter, and I'm not there yet, but also I've won some prizes in my career. Before I painted, it was just like a normal person, Indigenous person, a person working for a CDP program, for the CDP. But now that I've painted, touched a paintbrush, it's sort of like a weapon to me, and it makes me stronger and makes me bigger than I used to be.
One of the art prizes that you've won was just last year. You won the Archibald Prize for painting Adam Goods, one of Australia's most prestigious art prizes. And you're the first, I believe, you're the first Indigenous artist to have won in all of its years. Can you tell me about when you found out that this is...
I've been shortlisted for the Archibald 4 times in a row, and that was a pretty impressive move for me. Also, when I got a knock on the door in 2020, I got a knock on the door, and it was my art center manager with his partner and his child. They came knocking on the door with this mobile phone in their hand, and they just said morning and just gave me the mobile phone. And then I heard that it was this fellow, a judge, and he said, "Is this Vincent?" And I said, "Yes, this is Vincent." And he said, "Vincent, I want to tell you, you are the first Indigenous to win the Archibald Prize in 99 years. At first, I was kind of thinking to myself, it could be one of them shortlisted years, same like the 4 years ahead of me. But for some reason, my name got called out. You're the winner of the Archibald Prize for 2020. Yeah, but to me, that's not gonna stop there. I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm at, and I also encourage the young Indigenous generation to maybe take painting and take on that opportunity to be somebody. And also like the old people also, because they look to me like a role model. And also because I was raised under welfare, foster care, they look up to me as an interpreter also. So it's pretty good. And with my family, the Namajira name, Albert Namajira, he chose to paint watercolor, where I chose to paint my road, my path, which is figurative.
Did you ever feel like you had to follow in his footsteps in terms of his painting style? Was there ever sort of any moments where you thought you would try and...
Well, at first I was a bit frightening to do a painting with such a name, with a well-known name. In foster care, I did not know that I was a relative of Albert Namajira. And when I got back to Hermitsburg, where I'm originally from, they called the Aboriginal name Nataria. When I was there, my family told me, you should be happy, you're proud, you're Albert Namajira's great-grandson. And from there, I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. Yeah, it was sort of like a hidden thing from my past. Growing up in foster care, I grew up in Perth, a long way from my original family and community. Lost a bit of land culture and a bit like that. But going back to Hermitsburg and finding that, I thought to myself, if Albert Namajira can paint watercolor, I might try a new path and paint the way I do. I also received a medal that was given to me, I think maybe last year, maybe this year. I'm not sure, but it was an Order of Australia medal. I was, yes, presented, and that to me was very excited, but it wasn't the medal I was after. I was sort of after the coronation medal, which my great-grandfather received. Yeah. And if I receive this medal, I'm not gonna stop. I'm just gonna keep on going. I want to probably be somewhere in the stars, maybe.
The Archibald Prize-winning artist Vincent Namajira speaking with Away's Rudy Bremer.